Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this week, we have been teaching Come From the Crowd. Jesus' call, his commission to many was to come to him.
Yes.
And Jesus also had a habit, a disciplined life of coming onto the Father alone.
Yes.
And then he will go back to his disciples. And within the disciples, he had the 12 disciples, but then he had a group of three from within the 12 that he would take to go to different experiences and different encounters. And then after the 12, then we hear the word the multitude. But there was groups within groups. There were crowds to come away from, and then there was opportunities to continue to hear from God, so that when he went back to the multitudes, he wasn't influenced by them. They were influenced by him.
Yes. So it's very important that we examine our crowd. We examine who are in that crowd that is walking with us, going along life journey, and make sure that we get rid of the distractors, we get rid of the doubters, and we get rid of the discouragers. Because it's equal no productivity, non-productiveness. You carry the distractors with you, you carry the discouragers with you, you carry the doubters with you, and it equals no productivity. Mm-hmm. You will not have a productiveness. And that brings us to the woman with the oil, the miracle, the widow woman who had received the miracle with the oil. After she followed the instruction of the prophet.
Mm-hmm. Second Kings chapter 4. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said to her, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest."
Yeah. Now, so it was important. Mm-hmm. It was very important that she shut the door, shut all distractors, shut out doubters, shut out unbelief. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You will not receive a miracle from God when you have all of these people with you. And opening up this week, Monday, we use this scripture, the team scripture for this week, teaching. Come unto me, all ye that is heavy.
All ye that labor.
Yeah. Thank you. And are heavy laden.
And I will give you rest.
Jesus called. The call is to come out from that. And we become, we labor so hard and we become so burdened down because we're carrying the wrong group of people with us. We drain us, leave us empty. This woman, the widow woman, work hard to get all these bottles now. And she's going to have to believe God. And she can't have distractors there. Right. So that's why she has to close the door, the final piece here. You cannot carry certain people with you to get your miracle, to get your breakthrough. It's very important. And if you didn't get anything from this teaching, I want to emphasize this fact here. And here's another thing I want to emphasize there. Jesus was missing from his mother, Mary. He was missing from his mother, Mary, and father, Joseph. And he was missing for 3 days. Remember on the journey? Now, Jesus was a part of that group. Yeah. When did they discover? When Mary discovered? When did Mary discover that Jesus wasn't there? 3 days later. 3 days later. Think about that. In that crowd, she assumed that Jesus was there. And that's why. Oh, I'm going to preach a message on this. That we can be in that crowd and assume that Jesus is in there and Jesus is not in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
sure.
good.
For sure, for sure. That's
We can be there. You know, if we can be the crowd, man, and we assume that Jesus is there, and Jesus is not in there.
Yeah.
Only to come to find out that, oh, wait a minute, Jesus is here.
You know, you have to be very careful because people can speak Christianese.
Yeah, you know what
that is. You know, they're in a crowd and they say the right things and they mimic the truth.
Yes.
Just like the deceiver. The deceiver will mimic the truth. And so what we have to do is we have to be able to discern if the crowd is mimicking what Jesus says and the Christianese, like I call it.
Yeah.
And the only way we can do this is to have a relationship with God and to quiet ourselves. Where is your prayer closet? Do you have one? It could be in your car. It could be anywhere. You know, just that quiet place that you can touch heaven with God and to know your path in life and how to walk with him and to separate from the crowd because the crowd has a lot of influence. Sometimes you could be in a good mood and you could be around people and they could put you right down.
Oh, yeah.
Because we listen to people and we look at them and they say, oh, gee, maybe they're right. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And we can't let that happen. You know, we're very carnal. We're flesh. This is normal reactions. So that's why it's so very important that we have to keep ourselves in the spirit and be able to connect with God in that quiet place. Like she had to shut the door in order to get her miracle. She had to separate herself from the debtors and whoever was going to come. I think they were going to make her son slaves.
Slaves, yeah.
You know, imagine if they want to make your son slave because your husband died and you got no money.
Yeah.
We would all be panicking, you know? So what she did, she listened to Elijah and she got her miracle when she went into her home, her quiet place. And she separated herself from what was coming at her. So just beware when you're around people and don't go by how they act. Don't go by what they say, but see if you see the fruits of the spirit in them. But even so, we should just always go back to our prayer closet and always feed our soul, fill ourselves up with the spirit so that we can discern and walk with God and do the right thing in life. And don't let the outside world get to you. I know it's hard. I know, but we have an out. We have a solution. We have Jesus.
You know, as you said that, I remember what my brother-in-law says mm-hmm. in Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
My brother-in-law says.
This is Bindo.
Yes.
Oh, this man.
He says, when we go into a hotel, mm-hmm. the first thing we ask for, the Wi-Fi. Especially Jamaica. We want to know as soon as we get there, we ask. We need a Wi-Fi. We have some Wi-Fi here because we got to get our...
Connected.
We got to get that cell phone going. And now, if there's no Wi-Fi, there's no internet. And that's the only way it works. So soon, if we're going to stay in that mm-hmm. hotel, it has to have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, give me that password.
Give me the password to the Wi-Fi. If there's no Wi-Fi, you're looking for another room to go to. You're looking for another hotel. He says, why don't we do the same thing at, where's the prayer closet?
Yeah, amen.
Oh, I was convicted. He says, have we ever, when we enter those places, yeah. have we ever says, okay, the first thing I want to find out, where am I going to go and find a quiet place to pray?
Amen.
And I was so convicted, guy, wow. because I don't. Yeah. I am guilty. Man, I was just up in Jamaica just for last week. And the first thing I'm asking, as I hit my sister's house and says, okay, we got to get the Wi-Fi. My phone, ding, ding, ding. I said, okay, I'm connected. I'm happy. I'm at home. I am at home
yeah.
because I have Wi-Fi. How about being connected to Jesus?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's good.
I got to say that. How about mm-hmm. connect to Jesus? I go in a place, where's Jesus? Mm-hmm. I got to give me a place where I can go tell Jesus, thank you. I need to go talk to him. I need that. But we don't. We're so busy with all these things that are distracting us.
Yeah.
All these things around mm-hmm. that is stealing our time away mm-hmm. from Jesus. Mm-hmm. Can you think about, and back to Luke. Did you mm-hmm. find Luke?
Yes.
Yes. Let's go there.
Luke chapter 2.
Yeah.
Said, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, mm-hmm. and Joseph and his mother did not know it.
Oh.
But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. Well, they thought that they were done. They fulfilled the custom. They fulfilled their religious tradition.
Come on.
But Jesus was still there. He was still meeting and gathered with people, sharing the word, asking and answering questions away from the crowd. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.